It's time now for your letters. Yesterday, we paid homage to a staple of the American diet, the taco. It's native to Mexico, but over the past 50 years, it's become as American as hot dogs and apple pie. That's thanks to fast food and to one chain in particular.
But before Taco Bell, there were places like Cielito Lindo, a family-run stand in Los Angeles. As we heard in our story, the stand has been in business since the 1930s, famous for its rolled fried tacos covered in avocado sauce.
Well, that description certainly got the attention of Jenny Kosiatek Benz of Superior, Colorado. She writes this: "The volume was down on my work radio, but when I heard what I thought was the word taco, I quickly turned up the volume. I was literally salivating." And she goes on to say, "An avocado sauce covered taco sounds like nirvana."
And Jim Nichols of New Albany, Indiana, will take one to go, please. He writes, "I've heard a lot of people talk about their driveway moments with NPR through the years. Well, after hearing your story on the history of the taco, I had to have a drive-through moment."
Finally, last week, we remembered the world's oldest teenager, Dick Clark. He died last Wednesday at the age of 82. Clark was known for his New Year's Eve specials on ABC and as host of American Bandstand.
I think Bandstand was important historically because it gave the world a look at a world perhaps they'd never looked at before. That's the world of kids.
And thanks to Dick Clark and Bandstand, those kids, now grown up, have a world of memories. Paul Meschter of Collegeville, Pennsylvania, is one of them. When the show premiered, his baby brother Dave was just starting to pull himself up in his playpen. Mr. Meschter writes, "Dave was transfixed by Bandstand on our 21-inch black-and-white Magnavox and would dance in place before he could walk."
And from the very young to the young at heart, George Gikas of Bass Harbor, Maine, writes this: "I'll have to call my sister tonight and see if she still has those subversive 45s, the ones my parents rolled their eyes at. And maybe, while on speakerphone, we could dance our butts off until we were silly kids once again."
Well, please keep sending those letters. All the cool kids are doing it. Just go to npr.org and then click on Contact Us.
All Things Considered is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. You can connect with NPR and your favorite member station, wherever you are. Get the NPR app for your mobile device. You can also lean back and enjoy NPR.org, optimized for the iPad. This is NPR.